Outdoor Chronicles presents Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Good morning, Southern California. From Joshua Tree to Dutch Harbor, from the Canadian wilderness to the Amazon jungle. Buckle up, because it's going to be wall-to-wall action on Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Radio Outdoor Expeditions is brought to you by Owner Hooks, perfection in hooks. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's fishing, hunting, and shooting headquarters since 1971. On Target Shooting Range, Bass Knuckles Clothing, and Bite On Fishing, where your next catch is only a cast away. Good morning, Southern California, and welcome to Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And what a week we've had. And before we get going, just wanted to remind you, my name is Sergio, and I'll be your host. And I'm surrounded by the other host of the show, the crew, the Angler Chronicles crew. So let me introduce them. I have Ron Hobbs, the director of the Owner Hooks Fishing Schools. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Southern California.
Also, we have Tony Williams from the Bite On Fishing Team. Good morning, William. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, guys.
And then I have none other than Captain, I almost said Big Bird, but Captain Larry Moore. Good morning, Larry.
And that's what Tony gets for having two first names.
That's right. Two first names. That's a problem.
There you go. It's not your fault, Sergio.
No, it's not.
Good morning, like everybody. We're ready.
And bringing it up around the corner there, I got none other than Jimmy Bass. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, radio family.
Look at that. I love that excitement. Okay. So what I want to do is I want to talk about some of the events that we've had this past week. It was really, really good stuff. And let's start with the most recent, okay? And that was the Thunderbird. So I'm going to go around the table here, and I want you to share your favorite experience. All right? So, Jimmy, I'm going to start with you. And there's a reason I leave Tony for the end. So go ahead. How was your experience?
Oh, some of the best calico bass fishing I've seen in a good while. Just awesome. We had a full tank of live squid, and we made perfect use of it. And Viet Nguyen was on the trip, and he's from Owner Hooks, and he outfitted us with some awesome hooks. And the hook I was using was the 4-0 Owner Aki Saltwater Special, and it has the longer shank on it, and you know,
it makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Makes a big difference. It kept all the perch off, and so every time I had a solid fish on, I knew it was a calico. And also, you know, we didn't get into any exotics, but if we did, I would
actually
feel
we
safe.
Did, we did hook
oh,
one.
Oh, we did. That's
we did
right.
Hook one.
We hooked one.
And you know what? I'm going to have to stop you right there, but hold on to that thought, because I have an exotic on the line, okay? And calling us live from the Saltwater Bass Tournament that's going on in San Diego is none other than our friend Dave. Good morning, Dave. Is Dave there? Can we get Dave on? Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Sergio. You got me?
I got you, brother.
Okay, hey, it's looking good down here. A little bit of breeze on the water. A big field. The parking lot's basically full, so.
How many boats?
Looking forward to it.
How many boats?
I would say 60 to 70 right now.
Wow. Okay, and for our listeners, explain exactly what this event is.
Well, it's a saltwater bass anglers. This is the third round at Mission Bay here. We're allowed to fish from the border all the way up to Oceanside Harbor, but no deeper than 120 feet. All three species, spotted bay bass, calico bass, and sand bass, are in the mix. So
and
it should be good.
How big is your bag? How many fish can you bring?
You weigh in 5. Mm-hmm. Minimum size 14 and a quarter inches, but in order to get anywhere near scoring, you're going to have to get 20, 25, maybe even 30 pounds.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you think? I think calico's probably on the menu.
Oh yeah, for us, we're going to go calico's. I mean, the sand bass. If you get into a school, you get into a school of big ones and knock this thing out right away. But no, we're going calico's.
Perfect. And what sled you got on today?
What sled is that? My boat.
Your boat.
I was going to say sled.
I call them sleds. Okay.
Okay, yeah, I just a 21-foot Grady White with a 200 Yamaha on it. It's ready to go.
All right. So just out of curiosity, David, since I have you on the on the air and on the line right now, and pick your brain to share with our listeners, you know, what kind of a strategy would you put in for today?
Well, first I look at the water itself. It's a little windy down here, about 10 knots right now, and it's expected to increase. Mm-hmm. So I think the wind would be the first thing. We've got a high tide at 7 o'clock, so we're going to be fishing a falling tide and look for current. Currents is the main thing with this.
And so you're going to be heading south or north?
Well, we're going to head south. We were looking at going up into the Oceanside area, but due to the water, we're going to head south. We've got some spots down off Point Loma and a little bit below that. So give it a shot and go fishing.
All right, Dave. Listen, we wish you nothing but the best of luck. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that. Sergio, just give me a thumbs up and I'll be on my way.
I'll give you two right now. And okay. Do me a huge favor. Give us a call next week. Let us know how you did.
Okay. Will do, Sergio. I guarantee it.
Because I know Eric will probably call in as the director, but it's always nice to hear from one of the participants. So, Dave, yeah. Ski Dave, thank you so much, brother.
Well, and thanks for all you guys do. I really appreciate it, Sergio and Larry, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, and our best of luck to all the participants. Why don't you say something to them there, Larry?
You know, I was just thinking that one thing that Dave didn't mention was that they're all plastics or artificials, no bait.
There's no
in
bait.
These tournaments, and mm-hmm. So I'm sure, Dave, you've probably
He's
spent a lot of time picking out just the right baits.
Absolutely.
You know, the right colors for the conditions. He was talking current, so the size of lead head he's using, things like that. All these are things you fishermen, you guys got to remember all this. You got to put that into your memory bank mm-hmm. where you're fishing. What color got bit? What color combinations? What size line? All those details. And believe me, these guys, SWBA.
They put the time in.
They're taking notes of every single thing like that.
Yeah, and we did a little, we did our episode, Calico Chaos, and it shows one of the premieres, pros that fish the SWBA and the way they explained it and using the owner. Beast hook, tenod, that's the way to go weedless.
Sergio, I'll tell you, you know, some of our anglers that are listening here this morning, they're really experienced. But here's the thing. I watched Calico Chaos, okay? Mm-hmm. How many people put more days on the water than I used to?
Right.
And I learned from that. I've never fished that. The owner hooks, the tenod beast hook. Those big swim baits, making them weedless like that. Mm-hmm. I've never done that before.
Well, I mean, and here's the point. I mean, if you take the time to learn, we were on the Thunderbird, okay? And I had the little crawdad that is like a creature bait. Okay, now we had live squid on the boat. You would think if you have live squid, that's what you have to fish with. And I accepted a challenge from William, who, by the way, did not eat his hat. He says, if you
gave him a bottle of ketchup and he still wouldn't eat it.
Nope. And I said, you know, he goes, if you get bit on that, okay, a plastic, I'll eat my hat. Because, of course, you're thinking, you got live squid. You know, why would you use something else? And and I got a calico bass on it. And it's all about movement and presentation. So it can be a very, very good thing to use plastic, you know, over bait, okay? But you just have to learn. So the point of our show is to teach, you know, and to share with you guys, you know, what it is that we do, what the pros do, and go from there. I mean, Larry, you and I we grew up with bait. I mean, anchovy, sardines, and squid. When we had squid, it was like, oh my gosh, the candy bait, you know. So, absolutely.
And, you know, I was listening on Calico Chaos. Mm-hmm. I was listening to Mike on there, and he was saying that, hey, you know, now, I mean, you can look at him. Now he's like one of the top guys in the circuit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that James from SWBA taught him
that technique.
That. Mm-hmm. And the guy's, he was already an advanced angler, and he learned something.
Well, and I'll tell you this. I mean, if you looked at an episode, you don't see me a lot. And the reason is I caught a couple of fish, and I was mesmerized by the ballet, as I call it, they were putting on the bow. So I just sat back in the back seat and just watched for hours and just watched the way they cast, the way that how they pick the place where they're going to cast, and learned an awful lot. Okay. All right. So let me go back to Jimmy. Okay, and let's finish up your experience on the Thunderbird.
Okay, and that calico bass fishing, as you know, Sergio, that's right up my alley, and I just had an absolute blast.
Does it have anything to do with the fact that your last name is Bass?
And it really is, folks.
Yeah, it's Jimmy Bass.
But, I mean, that's the kind of fishing I grew up with. You know, not so much with the live squid, but, you know, you get some live squid, and that calico fishing just can just go phenomenal.
Yeah, and I think, do you remember how many we ended up with? I know there were...
Jeff said something, we might have had something like 300 total.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this was, we released a lot of calicos, too.
You know, I think we released at least 90-95% of those. I didn't keep a single one.
Me neither, yeah.
And we had a big toad, and hopefully William will call us later on this morning. But William had a fish that was close to 7.
Yeah, I think he had the biggest bass of the day.
No doubt at all. And it was close to 7. I mean, I was all happy when I caught my 4-5 pound. Oh, I got a good fish. But he just put a whack on that. So perfect fishing up your alley there, huh?
Oh, yeah, perfect.
All right. So what did you get out of it, Larry?
Oh, I got to do my favorite fishing, Sergio.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
I'll say back in the old days, we used to do a lot of wintertime bass fishing, and it was with the long rods, like 9 to 10 foot, with a jig, a small heavy jig, wrapping the squid around all three hooks, cast out as far as you can, and just wait for the right fish to load up on it. And I got to do some of that there on the Thunderbird, and it was like the old days. I really loved it.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun, and I think a few people were watching what I was doing because it was not the normal from what was going on. Right. Most of it was lead heads or sliders. Hopefully a few people paid attention and learned something there.
Yeah, I mean, and we'll talk about the setups that we use. You might as well share with that. And it wasn't just calicos. We caught a lot of sheephead. We got some whitefish and some very large whitefish, if I remember.
Poor man's yellowtail.
Sergio, I did right at the next to the last spot that we fished.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people saw it, but I was up the port side a little bit, about 3-4 spots up the port side from the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I hooked something. It drug me around the corner, and that was it. It just came unbuttoned. And I was like,
oh, no.
Oh, man. Yeah. I've been waiting for that bite all day.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. We had Captain Jack Lester, and he said, let me borrow your bass rod, Serge. He grabs my bass rod, and we were fishing in an area where a peak came up to about 25 feet. And I cast it right next to him. He goes, Serge, be careful because this peak comes up about 25 feet, and it's really, really rugged, okay? So all of a sudden he gets bit. It was the right kind. And it went zzz, pow. They decided to make a turn right into the rock, and it was over. So they're there. The bigger fish were there. Please understand that we had those huge winds days before, and that probably cooled everything down. So it's good. The nice thing is we didn't have to go rock fishing.
No.
Okay. Yep. And we stayed in the area just in case, and I have to applaud all the instructors and all our fishermen because they kept up. And to put close to 300 calico bass on the boat, that's pretty good. Not a lot of guys can do that. And we had, 27 on the boat, including all the VIPs and instructors, and that's pretty good odds. Okay, so excellent. All right, let me do something here before we go on more Thunderbird. Let's get Steve out of Big Bear Sporting Goods. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Sergio and crew. How are you guys doing today?
Good, good, good. We just switched from saltwater to freshwater, so give me an update. Give me an update.
It's beautiful up here in Big Bear. We got daytime temps up in the 60s. The weather's nice, winds are low, and the trout are on the bite. It's a great time to bring the family on up and go ahead and do some fishing, either from the shore or boats. Trollers right now are hitting in Metcalf Bay at a depth of 2 to 4 colors, towing some needlefish, and believe it or not, night crawlers still on flatlining them. It's been really good the last week. A lot of holdovers in the 2 to 4 pound range have been showing up at the store, and you can always check those out on our Facebook page, Big Bear Sporting Goods on Facebook. See some of these great catches that are coming in.
What's the temperature over there right now?
Right now, this morning, we're running at about 38 degrees.
And what are you expected to go to today?
Well, we're going to go on up to about 61 degrees today. Oh, and it's going to be beautiful, and we're not anticipating a lot of winds. So it'll be nice out there on the water. You won't have a lot of chop to deal with. It'll be real good for fishing. And we're anticipating some great weather next weekend, too, for the 32nd annual Jim Hall Trout Classic. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. Lake trout plants have been going on for the last couple weeks. Pressure's been light, and the catching's been good.
Hey, Steve, it's Larry here. I heard you sneak something by everybody, and I don't know that many people caught it, so we'll bring it back. You said 2 to 4 colors. All right, now, I'm pretty sure I know what you're talking about. Maybe you can tell our listeners what you were referring to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, most trolling rigs are fitted with lead core, and every color of lead core is 10 yards. Depending on the weight of the lead core, you'll be going down 3 to 5 feet. So every color that's in the water would be between 3 to 5 feet in depth. So when I'm saying 2 to 4 colors in the morning, the trout are generally hitting anywhere between 6 and 10 feet. In the afternoons and throughout the day, they're going down to maybe 12 to 16 feet. So right in that range is where the trout are hanging. Now, they're all over the lake because the oxygen levels and the water temps aren't driving them to a specific area because they're conducive to their living environment through a lake-wide.
So what I've done there before is that if we had 2 or 3 lines that we were trolling, we would, you know, when we started out, we would drop them back, you know, a different amount of colors, like 3 or 4, mm-hmm. you know, and see which one was getting bit. What kind of lures are you using?
Well, right now, a lot of action has been happening on, you know, spoons, such as needlefish, Thomas Buoyance, and that's, but in the morning, if they're not hitting on that, then they're hitting on the night crawlers is what we're finding out. And usually they're behind a small dodger. So if you run a night crawler behind a little flasher, a set of flashers or a small dodger, you'll do really well on that.
Nice. Yes, one of the nice things that I particularly like about Big Bear, and is the catch right now, with the weather being absolutely perfect for trout. We've got perfect weather conditions in the water. We've got great clarity, and he's talking about the exact things that you need to do when you go up there this weekend to catch and maximize your bite, which is everything that we want. I mean, you're hearing it from Steve, the guy that he not only lives up there, but you know, he maintains the big tackle store up there, Big Bear Sporting Goods. And, you know, if you want to get, you know, the down low on what's going on the lakes, these are the guys that you want to ask.
Oh, absolutely. Anybody's free to call us at the store, 909-866-3222, or check us out on Big Bear Sporting Goods on Facebook. You can see some of the latest catches, some of the local techniques we like to use up here. We like to call them the local secrets, and we'll share them with you so that you can maximize your action.
Great, and you got great facilities for somebody who wants to go there and spend the night, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Lodging and accommodations are wonderful up in Big Bear. There's plenty of stuff for the kids to do and the families. The trails are open now, so all the hiking trails are open. The trails around the lake are open. It's been beautiful up here. So we encourage everybody, just, hey, if you want to get away from Mother's Day, come on up to Big Bear and check it out.
Okay, let me see if I can get Tony to put together a little road trip for the crew here, and we'll head up there. Steve, thank you so much. Thanks for calling in, and we'll make sure to get your info out as well, okay?
Hey, thank you, guys. You have a great day, and stop wishing and get to fishing. Come on up to Big Bear.
I love that. Okay, we got to take a short break, get some coffee, and we'll be right back on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Come check out the largest indoor shooting range in all of Orange County. On Target, certified distributors for Glock, Wilson Combat, Springfield, Sig Sauer, CZ, Mossberg, Remington, Ruger, and Beretta. 20 lanes open 7 days a week. Serving Orange County for 18 years. Conveniently located off the 5 freeway in Laguna Niguel. Classes of all kinds, including firearm selection, home defense, and women's personal safety. All NRA certified instructors. Great for corporate fun shoots, team buildings, birthdays, bachelor and bachelorette parties. Folks of all ages and types, from scout troops to law enforcement to government agencies, love On Target. For more information, go to OnTargetRange.com. That's OnTargetRange.com. Or call 949-348-0352. That's 949-348-0352.
Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Kovac, and I'm here with longtime friend and a great partner on our show, Danny Strunk with 22nd Street Landing. Danny, what's going on this summer at 22nd Street? What do you guys got cooking for it?
Well, Ronnie, we have our Wednesday special. Every Wednesday, we have the half, three-quarter day Monte Carlo Pursuit, as well as the Freedom, doing a manager special from 22nd Street Landing. You want to save some money this summer, come on down and fish with us on Wednesdays. We have new management that's taken over the tackle store, a fully stocked tackle store for every need that you might have sport fishing this summer with us.
You've got rental rods there, you've got food, you've got lots of lures and tackle. It's pretty much a complete one-stop tackle store. You can even buy a gunny sack if you need it, right?
Exactly.
What about the website?
Our website is www.22ndstreet.com, or you can give us a call on our phone for reservation or any information you might have at area code 310-832-8304.
Where are you located, bro?
We are in San Pedro, California, 141 West 22nd Street, conveniently located right off the 110 freeway.
And give us the names of some of those great legendary boats at 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro, Danny.
We have the Monte Carlo, the Pursuit, the Sea Angler, the Freedom.
Captain Danny Strunk from 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro. Thanks, Danny. Tight lines.
Bass Knuckles clothing will put the wow in your fishing wardrobe. With designs so nice, you'll want to wear them on and off the water. Bass Knuckles t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, button-ups, and hats are the highest quality on the market. Made from 100% cotton, double-stitched, and pre-shrunk, these shirts are ready to take on life, on or off the water. Tagless design for comfort and finished with Bass Knuckles signature embroidered patch, you're sure to turn heads. Check out Bass Knuckles clothing at bassknuckles.com and also coming soon to a retailer near you. Ask your local tackle and clothing retailers if they carry Bass Knuckles clothing by name. With over 20 designs to choose from, we have something for everyone. So go to bassknuckles.com today to get the hottest fishing clothing anywhere.
What do you want from AM 830 KLAA?
I want the truth!
We have it here every day on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. God, that's a good way of waking up, huh?
Helps.
All right. Before we go any further, I'd like to get none other than my friend and skipper, Captain Damon Davis, calling us from Davy's Locker. Good morning, Damon.
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Well, I'll say good morning, even though you said gentlemen. What a compliment.
Yeah.
Well, we try.
You said gentlemen, and we all went, what? Who? Who are you talking
about? We're all looking at each other like, who was he talking to?
Well, it's before 6 o'clock, so I think it's fitting.
Now, let me ask you a question. Did you run Twilight last night?
I did. I ran Twilight last night, so we're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed here.
Oh, my goodness. He ran Twilight. He probably got in. He probably got home about 2, huh?
1:30. I knew I was calling you, so we made it an early one.
And he was up and at him with us. I really do appreciate
it. I got 4 young kids, Serge, so I don't even know what getting more than 4 hours of sleep is anymore.
Yeah, and I saw you posted a picture up on Facebook with all the kids in the wheelhouse. I love that.
I did. I brought my 2 oldest, my 5 and 4-year-old, out with me last night, and their cousin as well, so it was a good time.
All right, so you tell them that Uncle Serge had to come out fish with them.
So, I will, for sure.
Okay, so tell me, how did it go last night?
Last night was actually pretty decent. the water really cleaned up in spite of the weather that we had, you know, midweek. The water was as clean as I've seen all year. And our bait situation's gotten a lot better. We got a lot of good anchovy, and, you know, we caught a lot of calico bass. Now, a lot of them, of course, are the 12 to 13 inches, but mm-hmm. a lot of surface action, you know, before the sun went down, up flipping around and stuff. So kind of the first real sign that I've seen yet this far that we've kind of starting to switch the page of getting off the bottom and starting to see that normal late spring, summertime action on the calico bass and stuff. So it was good to see.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned we had anchovies. So I think people need to realize now that you got to change up a little bit. You know, you want to use a number four or even a number six hook. You want to tone it down. You want to go with lighter line. They're easier to cast. You know, 8 pound, 10 pound, 12 pound. That's not a bad way to go. I remember the old days we used to go really light with small hooks. So you know.
No, absolutely. We had a guy out with a little. I think he might have been a leftover tackle from the trout opener a couple weeks ago, and he did quite a number on them. And you know, when you look at the counts, you know, in the end of the day, we didn't look like we caught too many bass, but you know, we had lots of action on the 12 to 13, of course, that were releasing. So the counts aren't real indicative of the type of fish that we're catching right now. So it was pretty good. It was good to see. And I know that I'm sure you guys are going to talk about your calico bass trip you had on the Thunderbird. But
oh, yeah.
Overnight, Clemente's starting to turn on a little bit. And, you know, rock fishing's still pretty good on all of our trips. But, you know, we're still kind of waiting for that final push to get us off the bottom and onto the surface. But the good news is the water didn't really get turned over. It was still, you know, 64 degrees. And like I said, it was beautiful on the beach here. So it's a pretty good week.
Yeah, no, it's been it was a good wind. I mean, it really didn't do as much harm as it could have. So
absolutely.
So it was good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It looks really good for the bass, you know, and people need to actually, it's to talk about that. Listeners, when you go and get these fish counts, you definitely want to make sure that you take into consideration how many fish were released. More and more, I think the average fisherman is getting it. You know, it's okay to release a bass, okay? It's okay to let them go. So read when you see how many were boated, okay? Also read how many were released. And you total that up, and that's how you know is a good night. It's like you say, Damon, if you don't take in consideration how many were released, you go, oh, it was kind of a slow night. No, there was a lot of action, a lot of good stuff. Just the majority were released.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's one thing, you know, I think that the boats are, and I know certainly our boats are starting to really kind of shift on and not used to get, you know, to be honest, upset when kind of people would release fish because, hey, that was one less fish to clean on the fillet board. But, you know, in the last few years, we've definitely seen the big picture of what's going on. And you are starting to see released bass in the counts because of that. You know, not only are we starting to turn in what used to be illegal bass as released, but you know, those that are bigger, that we are encouraging them to release them as well. So it's definitely starting to be a big paradigm shift out there on the boat. So
yeah,
it's good to see.
And that rule change occurred last year in 2013. Had we done this 15 years ago when we would release fish, we wouldn't have had to face this this new restriction, you know. So it's a good trend to let people know that there's really no shortage, okay, of fish. Okay, it's just that in certain spots, maybe, but you just got to find another spot. But there's plenty of fish.
No, and you know, they're getting bigger, and I think ultimately they're going to catch up. Early season, we're notorious, these calico bass we caught last night on Twilight. You know, they used to be, when they were short, they were even 12-inch short. They only were 11-inch bass that we'd catch. Last night, you know, they were 12 to 13 inches, still mm-hmm. shorts. But, you know, I think ultimately what, you know, was a short bass a couple of years ago, at 11 inches, they're all going to be 13 inches. So we're already starting to see that it's been a positive change.
Awesome. All right, Damon, I know you run the Freelance. It's out of Davy's
yep.
Locker. So give everybody the information on how to get a hold of Davy's Locker.
You got it. You can get a hold of us at 949-673-1434 and also davyslocker.com. If you do call in, mention Angler Chronicles, and then we have all kinds of incentive specials for the Radio Chronicle listeners.
Yeah, and you know, you just gave out the wrong number.
I did.
Okay, so I'll give out the right number.
Sorry, okay. I gave out the number. That number still does work, clarify that. But there is a special Angler's Chronicle number that I had it written down here somewhere, but
I've got it here. So what we want to say is this. If you call 949-566-8788, you will receive 50% off the three-quarter day trip on the Freelance. You'll get 50% off on the Twilight trip. You'll get $25 off on the overnight trip. And that makes it, I mean, and all you have to do is just mention Angler Chronicles.
There you go. You had my back again. Thank you, Serge.
Oh, no problem. And then, so one more time, the phone number, 949-566-8788. Or you can go to www.daviesLocker.com. And you can get on a Twilight trip or a three-quarter day trip with none other than Captain Damon Davis for half off. That's not a bad deal.
Not at all.
Okay, you give a hug and kisses to my nephews.
All right, Serge, we'll do. You guys have a good week.
Take care, Damon. All righty. That was fun, okay? It's fun to know. I mean, to me, it's fun. It's good to know that the calico bass are making a comeback in some of these spots. Now, I am a firm believer that there is no shortage. You know, we did that calico chaos, and we had over 80 fish that were over 6-7 pounds. I fished the wall, and they're there as well. I think what might be happening is that we're fishing some areas over and over again, and we don't take in consideration that some of these storms, you know, they move all that silt, they move all that sand, and some of these reefs are getting covered up. Okay, Larry, what's your take on this? Actually, you know what?
Let's come back to it. I do have a lot to say all the time. You
all
know
right,
that.
So we're going to take a short break. We're going to make sure our cups are full of coffee, and when we come back, we'll also be talking to our friend Linda from the Lake Elsinore Resort and Casino. We'll be right back. I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't wanna miss you tonight. And
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Flying out of LAX on your next trip? Then park at the parking spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles whisk you right to the front door of your airline terminal. Nothing could be easier or a better value. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. The parking spot has two convenient locations just minutes from LAX Airport. For directions and more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
Hi, I'm Tony Shitanishi from Owner Hooks, and I want to talk to you about one of our new 2012 products, Jig Rig, the hottest terminal fishing product for 2012. The Jig Rig is comprised of an offset hook with a welded ring through its eyes, and on the welded ring is a split ring attached to a slim profile weight. The Jig Rig is unique because, unlike other jigs, the hook moves independent of the weight. This helps to achieve greater bait action, and when fighting fish, the pull is coming directly through the solid ring to the hook, with the weight off to the side. So, unlike traditional jigs, the fish can't use the jig rig's weight to leverage the hook out of its mouth. With the weight leading the way, the compact profile of this rig allows for longer and more accurate casts. Weights can easily be removed and added to the split ring without retying line or re-rigging bait. Jig Rig is available with lead or tungsten weights, and owners Yuki Bug and JR Minnow are the perfect baits for the Jig Rig. Jig Rig was designed for largemouth bass fishing, but will work on many saltwater inshore species like calico and sand bass. For further illustrations, videos, and instructions, please visit www.ownerhooks.com. Hey, good luck out there this season.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing is excited to let you know that they will be hosting a day at the landing to meet the fleet on April 27th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be events for all ages, so bring the whole family. Don't miss this open house and chance to meet the captains, crew, and see all of our boats and their new improvements. The Native Son will be hosting a kids' fishing seminar, and there will be other great seminars hosted throughout the day, as well as vendors, food trucks, knot tying contests, and raffles for all ages. While you're down here, be sure to stop in and check out our newly remodeled and expanded tackle store, or just come down and say hi and share some great fishing stories.
22nd Street Landing is located at 141 West 22nd Street in San Pedro. We can be contacted at 310-832-8304 for a complete boat schedule and further information regarding this event. Don't forget, that's Saturday, April 27th at 9 a.m. Bring the whole family for a fun-filled day.
You asked for it, now you've got it. Roger Lodge starts in the Sports Lodge at 3 every afternoon right here on Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA, where Angels baseball lives.
Gosh, I'm waking up. Welcome back, everybody, to Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. You're listening to Radio Outdoor Expeditions, one of the, what we call it, one of the franchises of Angler Chronicles.
One of them.
And when we went to break and I got my coffee filled as I started singing, we said we were going to go and talk to Linda from the Lake Elsinore Resort and Casino. We had a fantastic Dream Extreme Fishing Derby, and we got to spend a little time with Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Good, good. How are you?
I am wonderful, thank you.
Very good. So tell me about, or what was your perception or your experience with last weekend?
You know, everybody seemed to have a great time last weekend. First of all, I'd really like to thank all the sponsors that participated in the Dream Extreme, and especially the Saltwater Bass Anglers for conducting the weigh-ins.
Yeah.
That they did such a professional job. It was great to have them out there. And, you know, we're looking forward to having the third Dream Extreme Fishing Derby in 2015. So that right there should tell you we had a blast.
Well, I'll tell you what, everybody I think here, with the exception of Jimmy, but I think everybody else, we were on the dance floor there. You brought a DJ, and after the award ceremony every night, we all hung out, and we brought our girls, and we were cutting the rug, as they say, you know? What were you saying, Larry?
Jimmy wasn't on the dance floor?
No, you went to bed early.
But we even had people from outside of the tournament and the derby and everything saw that we were having so much fun out by the pool on the dance floor with the DJ. Other guests of the facility joined in with us. We were the life.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was fun.
Well, that just goes to prove, this is a great event because it's a two-day event, okay, with partying included. This is not to be taken as serious as a quote-unquote a tournament. This is a derby. I mean, we had the kayak that was won by a mother and son team, I believe. Not the kayak, the SUP board. Okay.
Yeah.
It was, and we had I think at least two mother and sons fishing the tournaments as a team. I mean that's what this thing is all about. You know,
it's for everybody. It's not just for the professional fishermen out there.
Mm-hmm. And
it's for everybody to participate.
And we gave a lot of money away.
We gave over $20,000 in prizes.
Mm-hmm.
That's just in prizes. That's not including the cash prizes that were paid out.
That's right. We have to thank a lot of these sponsors, such as, let's see, we had Owner Hooks, we had Sierra Slammer, we had Bidon, we had... Who else, Ron?
On Target.
Who else?
Bass Knuckles.
Bass Knuckles. And, but it just, the list went on.
Turner Outdoors.
Turner's, Sport Chalet. We also had the Dodo Plugs.
We had passes for Davy's Locker.
We had passes for Dana Wharf. Had all kinds of great giveaways, and that helped put this thing together. And let's remind everybody that we actually filmed this event. Okay, we have a very notable catch by Tony Williams. We also have a very exotic catch by Ron Hobbs, and you'll see that when it comes out. We don't want to give it away, Linda. When it comes out on in the film, and I'm thinking maybe a week from now or a week and a half, we'll hear from Danny, and he'll let us know, but no more than 2 weeks. Yeah, go ahead.
I would tell you some of the most fun I've seen Sergio and Ron Hobbs have in a long time was with that.
Don't give it away.
You can't.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Listen, you guys are gonna see it in the clip.
That's why we want to save it. But go ahead. Go ahead. You already spilled the beans,
I didn't.
Larry. Go ahead.
Shooting the shirts out of the cannon, just like they do at the stadium.
That was so much fun. Thanks for hooking that up, Linda.
We've got a bunch of
problem.
Picture shots of that whole event too. Yeah. Freeze frozen as people are up in the air trying to grab the shirts, and everybody from the fishermen to the boating angler to the jet skiers to those guys on fancy what was that called?
The airboards.
I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but we actually shot with a cannon the lake police. They was like, I can shoot a cannon at you, you won't shoot back, and they laughed and said no.
Everybody was into it. Everybody that was enjoying the lake, you know, they were just at the end, they started gathering around us. It was fun.
You know, it was just a lot of fun. It was a great event. It's a great stage area there, the hotel. I mean, the accommodations were A+. We also got a chance to play a little cards while we were there. So you'll see that also on the film. It's just a great all-around experience. You go out to Lake Elsinore, you get some fishing time in without the tournament pressure. And I think almost everybody won something in that raffle. So you walk away with something, and we had great deals. Now, Linda, we had the tournament last week. Tell me what's going on this week in Lake Elsinore.
Well, today at 1 o'clock, we've got the River Card Quest for the Cup. It's a $40,000 poker tournament at the casino. So that's going on at 1 o'clock today. We've also got the Mother's Day brunch this weekend. It starts at $13 with dinner specials at just $11.95. We've also got our golf and gamble, our seventh annual golf and gamble coming up on the 16th at the Dos Logos golf course.
Mm-hmm.
So we again are going to have the tournament, raffle prizes, poolside lunch, blackjack, and so much more going on. Tons of raffle prizes once again. So if you're interested, would like to sign up, go on to our website, www.lercasino.com, or give us a call, 951-674-3101.
Okay, well, you know what? We're going to make a little appearance tomorrow morning with Danny Jackson, and Ron Hobbs is probably going to go with me, and if I can get Larry to come as well, we'll make it a whole party. And what time does that brunch start tomorrow?
It actually starts at 9 a.m.
Oh, so, no, I have to be on the way back home by then. But I know that, I'll tell you, the one thing I was very, very impressed with was the food.
Wow.
Okay, and somebody told Larry, get into the Chinese food. What was your experience?
All the Asian food at the
it's spectacular.
Casino. Yeah, with Steve Duncan came in, him and his wife came through, and they said, I said, hey, what's good here? And they go, oh, any of the Asian food on the menu, get on it. And it was excellent.
It was great. And I'll tell you what, on Sunday morning I woke up and I'm thinking, just typical. Oh, my gosh, it's so early. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm in my room putting together the little coffee, I could really use something to eat. I'm thinking I'm going to get in my car and drive somewhere. And Larry out of the blue says, I'm here at the coffee shop. Texts me that, and I go, is it open? He goes, yeah, come on down. I had some of the best pancakes I've had in a long time. Okay. The food, Linda, at the coffee shop, it is amazing.
Yeah, the food is phenomenal. I don't care what you get there. The Asian food is wonderful. The steak and eggs.
Well, tell them about this.
$4.99
for steak and eggs. It makes you feel like you're in Vegas.
24/7. You can order it any time of day you come in.
It's like going to Vegas less than an hour, a little bit over an hour away. I love that. Okay, Linda, one more time. Give out the website and the phone number.
Once again, it's www.lercasino.com. Phone number is 951-674-3101.
Thanks, Linda, for sharing the morning with us, and we will see you tomorrow morning for sure.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Thanks, Linda. Bye-bye. You know, what a wonderful experience. And we'll get to the casino in the next break. And I've got Captain Chris Pica sitting there. I know you better put that parachute anchor. We'll be coming right to you, Pica. Let's go refill our coffee cups on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.
What's impossible will they forget? This world keeps spinning and with each new day I can feel a change in everything. And as the surface breaks, reflections fade. But in some ways they remain the same.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Good morning, this is Don Brockman coming to you from Davies Locker Sport Fishing and Whale Watching, located in beautiful Newport Harbor in the Balboa Pavilion. We offer daily trips for the beginner all the way up to the experienced angler. We even offer skiff rentals for fishing Newport Harbor. These trips are available daily, including half day, twilight, three-quarter day, and of course overnight trips that will take you to the big game sport fish such as tuna, yellowtail, albacore, that frequent the waters offshore of Newport Beach. We also have a full-service tackle store for all your rental tackle needs, so what are you waiting for, guys? Pick up the phone and call Davies Locker at 949-566-8788 and get your adventure started today. Also, you can look us up on the web at davieslocker.com. Once again, that phone number is 949-566-8788 and tell them that you're calling from Angler Chronicles and receive a 50% off on one of our many trips offered at Davies Locker Sport Fishing. Good fishing.
You know that feeling? The feeling of being skunked on the lake? You're bored, anxious, sleepy, just hoping to get that bite on? What do you do to switch it up? Do you run to the tackle store? Or try to find the guy on the lake who's catching a monster of stringers on trophy fish and ask him what he's using? Because you want to know what a 5, 10, 15, or 20-pound monster or trophy fish feels like. Well, everyone, his secret is out. Bite On Fish Attractants. Simply add Bite On Liquid Attractant to your baits, lures, jigs, dough baits, and live worms. Log on right now for details on your free bottle of Bite On. www.anglerbros.com. That's right, anglerbros.com for details on your free bottle of Bite On. Available now at Turner's Outdoorsman and your local bait and tackle stores throughout California. Coming soon to Sports Chalet and all the Eastern Sierra bait and tackle stores just in time for this year's trout opener. Bite On Fish Attractants, the only scent where fish get hooked. AnglerBros.com makes a perfect gift too.
AM 830 KLAA is the place to be for all the excitement of Angels baseball.
Out of here!
And Ducks playoffs.
Rebound, score!
AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, radio family. You're listening to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And now we go back to our host and good friend, Sergio.
Oh my God, I hadn't bring in because I was dancing that song and I ran out of breath. Anyway, so when we went to break, in the commercial break, we were talking some more about some other things. And since we're staying in the salt water, let's go ahead and bring Captain Chris Pica from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing this week?
Oh, we're trying to recoup. A lot of activities, but we're ready to get going again. And I just want to announce this, that next weekend, correct, you're going to be in studio with us, with Donna. Okay?
Roger that.
And we'll have a lot of information and prepare Donna that we're going to take a lot of callers next week, and maybe we can give them some passes to go fishing at Dana Wharf. Okay? We'll reward the callers next week. You gotta,
I think we could arrange something there, Sergio.
I think so, too. So tell me what's been going on this week, Chris.
Well, hey, guys, we've been doing our half-day trips. You know, we got them leaving at 6:30, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock on Sundays, right after the kids' free seminar, fishing seminar for the kids. We leave at 12:45, and that's when one paid adult, the kids fish for free. And tomorrow, Mother's Day, mothers fish for free on the afternoon half day. So you moms out there, y'all come and fishing for free. And guys, we also got the three-quarter day trips, and they're going to be leaving at, we leave at 6 o'clock now, and they're going to be targeting the rockfish. We're going to go out and, you know, they're targeting the reds, the boccaccios, the chuckleheads, the flags, and all that assorted rockfish that we catch out there. And all of them are really good eating, guys, you know, even those sand dabs, which are 30 bucks a plate, you know, we get those too. And also, guys, you know, on the half days, they're going to be targeting calico bass, sand bass, sheephead, and sculpin. And, you know, this last week we had some winds come through, you know, it kind of put a damper on things. But then once things mellowed out, the fish start biting again. So last week was kind of up and down, you know what I mean, like a little roller coaster ride, depending on the weather. But that's par for the course. It's springtime. We just got to deal with it. But we did get into some really nice, really good picks on some fish. And, guys, we also got the Fury. They're doing five-to-fives. You know, they're going over and fishing Catalina Island, and, you know, they're targeting the rockfish over there, the calico bass, you know, whatever pops up. You know, yellows, white sea bass, it's that time of year. And also, guys, we got our six-pack charters, and they're available, you know, so you can hop on a six-pack boat. In fact, one of them hooked into some sharks yesterday. They released a mako. They even had a nice, really big thresher too, and which were both released. And guys, we also got whale watching going on too. Those whales are still coming through. Still got a decent flow. You know, that tail end of the gray whale season. And in fact, yesterday, you guys can see some of the footage on our Facebook page at Dana Wharf. We came, you know, I was out there on a charter and came across two humpback whales. And they put on one heck of a show for us. Let me tell you, man, it was awesome, just amazing. Those things are, they're just huge acrobats. I mean, those things are flipping their tails up. We call fluking, you know. They're breaching all kinds of awesome stuff, man. Those, it's just amazing. So, guys, if you want to get more information from Dana Wharf, hopping on a boat, going whale watching, fishing, or even one of our cruises. We even got wine cruises going out, which is really cool. You want to take a girl on a date? See how she acts on the water? That's a good one right there. So, guys, 949-496-5794. Or you can look us up at our website, which is DanaWharfSportFishing.com.
And, you know, Pika, I was looking at the fish reports yesterday, and the half day had a really good release count on the bass. And I also seen a picture of our good buddy from New York, Lee, and you know he only fishes 8-pound test, and he was probably the high stick. So for somebody who's just coming out, they don't have any equipment, you guys, I know you guys have plenty of rental gear, but you also have some a little lighter line with the spinning gear. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. We do have the spinning gear for fly line and for the calicos up, you know, in the kelp. And that's right, man, that little Jimmy, that, I'm sorry to call you Little Jimmy, but I've been calling you.
It's that. Okay.
That's all right.
It's okay. We call him Little Jimmy, too.
But anyway, you're absolutely 100% correct. You know, that lighter line, it definitely is more productive on the bass. You know, you're 8, 10, 12-pound test, that's what you want to use. You know, just like your freshwater bass gear, same thing. You know, except you're just catching bass on the ocean out of a kelp.
Yep, that's the perfect setup you need for these bass, especially fishing with the anchovies.
And speak of the devil, there's Lee at the top of the ramp right now. He's coming out with us on our morning half day.
Hey, tell him I said hey, and I need to get with him pretty soon.
I'll do that, definitely, Jimmy.
Well, we caught you drinking some coffee, didn't we?
Yes, you guys did.
Hey, so Chris, we'll just wrap this up, and one of the things I want to make sure our listeners get a chance to pay attention next week. We're going to have you in studio. We're going to have Donna in studio. And hopefully we'll get Papa Hansen to call in too. Okay, that would be really, really good. Larry's just chomping at the bits. What do you want to say, Larry?
Oh, no, I'm hoping that Don's going to call in.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean,
you know, I really love the sport fishing history.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an icon of sport fishing right there.
Right there, yeah. And so what we want to do is make sure that everybody understands that Dana Wharf sport fishing is happening. Okay, and I love the fact that on the afternoon, I mean, for me, when I look at the entire gamut of boats you got right now, the half day would probably have to be my favorite because you're going after bass, you know, and I love that, you know, and it's perfect. You're catching them, and it's not that far away. Everything just comes together. So, Chris, one more time, really slow. Phone number and website.
Roger that. Phone number, 949-496-5794. And our website is danawarf.com.
There you go, danawarf.com, probably the best way. So tell Donna to come prepared, bring some gift certificates, and we'll give out people that want to go whale watching or they want to go fishing. We'll take care of that next week, okay?
Roger that.
Okay.
We'll make it happen.
We'll talk during the week, Pika, and we'll get you set up for next week, okay?
All right, you guys, you have a great week.
You too, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Let's stay on the water, okay? Now I need to go to Captain James Nelson. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning, Sergio. If everything works out right, where I'm a fish captor, eh?
I hope so. I've been following you on Facebook. You put some nice photos up of some nice fish.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, the guys at the fish shop let me borrow those fish for a picture.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know. now you know that the episode that we taped with you was a week and a half ago, 2 weeks, will be airing tomorrow.
Hey, that's the rumor I'm hearing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I was able to catch my first bonefish with you.
That was really cool.
Yeah, because I'll tell you, I had never caught one before. And I was like, wow, you know, that's not something that's in my... Armamentarium. Oh, what a name. What a word. I had never caught one. I said, oh, wow. And then I catch one, and then the novice over here, the rookie, okay? And I say only rookie in the sense of saltwater. In freshwater, he totally mops the floor with me. But Tony over there catches a bigger one, you know?
Yeah, Captain James put us on all those fish. And what a day that was. I mean, we had everything from the weather to the tides to the different fish that we were catching him, and it was a multi-species day. So,
well, you know, that's what we did, and the reason I took Tony James is because, you know, as the rest of the guys here, these are salty guys, you know, but Tony is primarily a lake guy, and I said, you know, nothing's better than to get him on your boat, okay, and just do the bay. And you know, I was thinking, oh, we got to go after all the, you know, the typical the glory fish: calico bass, sand bass, spotted bay bass, okay? And he's going, no. Let's go see what else is in this bay. So if you, this to all our listeners, if you want to get an idea what's in San Diego Bay, you definitely want to catch tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
And I believe it's tomorrow at 9 a.m. There is a change.
Right.
It won't be 9:30. It's a change at 9 a.m. on Fox Sports West, and I'm sure Danny will be calling in soon and giving us all the particulars. But James, what a fun day! What a fun day!
Well, I'm glad you guys got a good one. You know, because you know, fishing the way it can be, but you know, we try to make it fun one way or the other. And you guys, you know, it helped having you guys around. I mean, some of the stuff that didn't show up on camera just helps out a lot. All that.
Yeah, and we did the full day with you, and we got a beautiful lunch in between. We tied the boat up, got it into a really, really good, like I said, tasty lunch, and then got back into the swing of things. So I don't want to give too much away. So everybody, pay attention tomorrow on Fox Sports West at 9 a.m., and you'll see what we did. Captain James, give me your phone number or website. How does somebody book a trip with you?
Well, if they'd like, they can go to San Diego Fishing Guide or Fishing Guide San Diego. Either way, I pop up.
Perfect.
On the internet, or give me a call, 619-395-0799.
Thanks, James. We'll talk to you next week. All right.
You bet, sir. And you guys take care.
Thank you. We got to take another short break on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.